Good Sunday morning, WLLY listeners. This is the Amen Corner program with Brother Dave Moran from right here in Wilson, North Carolina. This program is being brought to you as a seed of faith by my personal ministry, knowing that God's Word won't return to Him void. And now for today's message from the Word of God. Lesson. Glory to God.
Jesus, that would not be here had it not been for the mercy of God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Some of us would be in prison.
Right.
Some of us liable to be in a dump house somewhere.
Right.
Some liable to be dead.
Right.
But somewhere in our life, mercy stepped in. Amen. And turned things all around. We liable to be in a mental institution somewhere. But mercy said, no, I'm going to stop the hand of the enemy right where it's at. I'm telling you, I appreciate mercy, appreciate grace, but most of all, Brother George, I appreciate salvation.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, I appreciate everything that God's ever done for me.
Yes.
But most of all, I appreciate God sending His Son to die on the cross in my place. I'm telling you, taking my place at Calvary. Man's best attempt. Man could not save him on his own self. They've tried over years and it does not work. But may I tell you, the grace of God will do what man can't do.
Amen.
Amen. The grace of God will give us new life. Amen. All right, come on, Brother Dave, preach to us a little while.
And I appreciate Brother Dave and his faithfulness. And let's listen to what he's got to say.
Bless you, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Scripture is going to be taken out of the book of Isaiah. Praise the Lord. I told Brother Irvin that Brother George got into my sermon during the Sunday school class, you know, and it's been gotten into during our songs and some of the testimonies we've had so far. I'll be reading in the book of Isaiah, chapter 65, and I've got a note for verse 17. It said, for behold, God is talking here. He said, behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. It said, but be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create, for behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And the main point that I wanted to bring out was in 17. Behold, God says, I create a new heaven and a new earth. And we have that idea throughout Scripture of a new heaven and a new earth that God is going to create. And if I could, Brother Kyle, maybe pray over the reading of God's word. If you will. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Father.
Glory to God.
Lord,
amen. Glory to God.
Lord, help the Lord. Jesus, we pray.
Yes, Lord, I pray for us, Lord.
Jesus, we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. And I'll be reading out of 2 Peter 3. Let's see, 2 Peter 3, 1 through 14. Oh, okay. That says, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. This is Peter talking. And that ye may be mindful of the words which I spake before, which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and by the commandment of us, the apostles, and of the Lord, and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they are willingly ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old. You know, God spoke the word. And these things were created by the word of God. The heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the waters and in the water, and whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that they should all come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. And seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all conversation and godliness, looking for that and hasting unto the coming day of the Lord, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. You know, and that's a wonderful thing, you know. And like I said, it's all throughout the Bible, here and there, about a new heaven and a new earth. You know, that God's going to take this one place. He said he's going to restore unto the people a pure language.
All right.
There's only going to be one language in heaven. You know, it's going to be like it was. You know, and I praise God for that. He's got it all set up for us. And the other scripture I read in Isaiah, it says that the old earth won't even come into your mind. And I don't know how that's going to work, but he's going to make it work, you know. Praise God. You know, we'll be with him, and we'll know we're redeemed. I know that, you know. But we're going to forget all this carrying on. There was a song I used to sing a while back. It says, I stood by a casket and I've said sad goodbyes. I've seen people suffer and I've heard people cry. But there is a promise in heaven one day that all of these former things shall pass away. You know, all these things, all this mess going on, killings, and all that's is just former things. One day it's gonna be no more. Thank God. There'll no more come to mind. The scripture said, you know, all those things. But I got to thinking about that, and I wonder, heaven and earth that is now, this present heaven and earth, they're going to pass away, and there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. So where are we going to be in between, you know? When the earth and the heaven pass away, and God's going to create a new one, where are we going to be?
Yeah.
You know, where are we going to be? I wondered about that, and the answer is in my last little bit of scriptures in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, rather, I should say. And I think I started, 27, verse 7. Trusty notes. we know that there's going to be a millennial reign of the Lord, and he's talking in verse 7. It said, and when the thousand years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. I read that for the rest home service, and it's interesting that God is going to send an angel to take that old devil and chain him up and throw him in that bottomless pit, and he's going to be in there a thousand years. You know, he's not going to come out for another thousand years. And it says, when the thousand years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, which would be Jerusalem, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne. You know, that's
all right.
Brother George mentioned the great white throne. I think it was mentioned today about judgment anyway. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away.
All right.
So that's where that first heaven and the first earth are going to flee away. You know, right at that great white throne, praise God. You know, when that happens, it said, I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them, no place for the old heaven and the old earth. Yeah, and we got the devil gone. He's in the lake of fire.
Yeah.
No more present earth, heaven, no more the present heaven that we have. And he said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. You know, that is something else. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And I found something interesting. It's a little side note. It says in verse 13 that the sea gave up the dead that which were in them, in it. You know, the sea gives up the dead. You know, I don't know whether people drown in the ocean, that they stay there, or whether it's talking about maybe in Noah's flood, you know, where they died and they're in the ocean. But there's a scripture in the book of Job, and that's one place in the King James where I think they messed up the translation a little bit. And the quote in Job 26:5, it says, dead things are formed from under the waters, you know, and hell is naked before him. And the translation, if you go and look in the little Hebrew, and there's another Greek Septuagint Bible, which is a Greek Old Testament that I've looked at, you can look at it. It says dead things. It refers to Rephaim, which is dead spirits of the dead. And it says they're formed, but really the word is more like writhed. And they were thinking form like childbirth, you know.
Uh-huh.
And one scripture says the same verse in another Bible says that they act as a midwife or something like that. They get it all kind of twisted up. But the idea is squirming and writhing, you know. And what it's saying is the dead, when the Spirit of God passes over the ocean, the dead writhe underneath, you know, like those spirits that Jesus met and cast out of that man. Was we just heard about it Sunday, you know, about the man from Gadarene there that had the legion. They were afraid. Art thou come, you know, early to torment us? You know, there's the same idea there. You know, it said the dead, when the Spirit of God flows over that water, those spirits that are in the water, they squirm. They can feel his presence, and they fear. They're dreading that. You know, I think that would be a better translation. I'm not an expert on it, but, you know, and I thank God that he's got a word for us,
yes,
you know.
He does.
And so that apparently is where we'll be at that white throne judgment, you know, at that time. And I thought about it. We've got to be there. I believe we'll all have to be there.
You're right, brother.
But the thing to do is to make sure that you're called for jury duty.
That's
and
it,
not as a defendant. You know, the defendant, I looked up some legal terms. A defendant is the party charged with a crime.
That's
you know, that's
idea,
the defendant in a case. And also you might say the accused. You know, same thing, person charged with a crime. We don't get in the group of the accused. You know, the devil's the accuser of the brethren.
Yes,
but
he is.
God is not going to accept any false witnesses, you know,
right,
before
God.
His throne. You know, it's all right if we'd be called there as a witness. In our Bible study on the Sunday school, we learned, you know, that Paul said, why don't you judge these matters yourself, you know, instead of going to the law, you know, going to the court. Can't you judge? Don't you realize that one day you'll be judging angels? And you'll be judging. You'll be there judging. We'll be that white throne judgment. We'll be there. We'll be on the witness stand, or we'll be in the jury box, or else we'd be there with the accused, you know.
You're right, brother.
When I got that from the Lord, you know, it just shook me so bad.
Come on, brother.
You know, just think of that. You know, you've got two places you can be. You know, what a fearful thing.
Yeah.
Here's that great white throne. You know, the great white throne is there. You know, and some are there in the accused. You know, he said the goats are going to be on the left and the sheep on the right. You know, and all those things, you know. And we have to find that out now. We have to do that today. You know, we have to decide now which way we're going to go. You know, I praise God for that he gave me a chance. That man that killed those people down at Walmart, he had about the same philosophy I had when I was about 20 years old.
Oh, my.
When they had the Detroit riots in 1967, I decided that somebody's got to do something about all these people rioting, you know. And him, it was the Mexicans. I made a copy of his manifesto that he printed. I got a copy of it. And you go through it, and it's just about exactly the way I felt back then, you know. But for the grace of God, you know, I was on the wrong side. The Lord showed me I was on the wrong side of that battle of Armageddon, you know. I was on the losing side, you know. But God showed me that, and I'm so glad. When I got saved, well, when I was in the Nazi movement, I should say, it took me 2 more years to get saved, but I had a dream. One night the Lord appeared on a hill, and I looked, and I saw it's Jesus on a hill, and he was there, and he had a shepherd's crook in his arm, and he looked right at me. He didn't say anything. He looked at me, and then he waved that shepherd's crook like that. Follow me, you know. Yeah. And then he started to leave. He started to walk off and leave, and he started to head over that hill and got out of sight. And I said, no, don't leave. And I took off after him. And in my dream, I could see my feet moving like this, only it was where my arms would be, but there was wool on my arms, like a sheep's paw, you know, like a hoof of a lamb. You know, running after him. You know, I thought I would have got saved that night, but it took 2 more years. But I knew that morning, I called the Nazis in Detroit, and I told them, I'm not going to go to any more of your meetings. I'm not going to give any more money to you. I'm quitting. I'm through with you. You know, and my mother was standing there in the hallway, too, and she started to tear up a little bit, you know. Because she was worried about me. And she said, well, you finally made up your mind, didn't you? I said, yeah, I did. You know, I had appendicitis, and it set me back a while. But the Lord was kind enough to give me that dream. You know, and he's given me other dreams, too, you know, that have blessed my soul throughout my life. And when my wife passed away, you know, he come to me in another dream and comforted me. It's just so amazing. There's none like him.
All right.
You know, praise God. Let's see what else we've got here. And it said, the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead that were in them, and they were judged, every man according to his works. And death and hell were cast into that lake of fire. And this is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And I saw a new heaven in 21 and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. You know, and I, John, saw that holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Praise God. Praise the Lord. That he that overcometh shall inherit all things. You know, all we got to do is overcome, you know, and the Lord's done that for us. You know, he's overcome the world. All we got to do, like we studied in Sunday school, walk in the Spirit, and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh, and will overcome. He said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, he shall be my son. And but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, and I will shew thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and shewed me that great city, holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven, you know, from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a great wall, and high, and had 12 gates, and at the 12 gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. You know, it goes on to describe that wonderful place that we have, you know, and what a contrast, the great white throne, you know, and some will be cast in that lake of fire, and some will be taken into that wonderful city, you know, and let's make sure that when we're called there, it'll be for that jury duty, and be called for a witness, and not for anything else, praise God. Glory to God, let's have a time of prayer, praise God.
Glory.